Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Avi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Avi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, I'm your host, Avi Goldhawk. Welcome to the show where we talk about real estate investing strategies that you can use and take action on right now. And I'm such a big fan of that because, you know, where else are you going to go and get unbiased, good analysis of information that matters to you? You might be a business owner, you might be a businesswoman, a businessman, an entrepreneur, somebody that has a startup, you're just starting, getting going, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I need a little bit more than just my business income over the next 5 or 10 or 15 years. I need to start paying attention to building a portfolio of real estate investments. I need to start paying attention to single-family rentals or multifamily or commercial real estate or land acquisition, whatever fits your fancy. And that's what we're really here to talk about. It's really important that we start having this discussion now, then later, because the moment that you decide that this is for you, it changes the game. It really changes the game because now you've made that decision, you're able to push forward, you start building your wealth, you start receiving cash flow from your rentals, or you start building a real estate business. And that is such an incredible benefit for your financial future. I am a huge, huge, huge believer in connecting in person. I love connecting in person. I love shaking hands in person. And I must say, we have an event coming up in Dallas called Think Realty Dallas. It's our national conference. And I'm going to be there. Many of the Think Realty coaches will be there as well. My guest today, David Greenberger, will be there as well. And it's an opportunity for you to get to know us a little bit, but more importantly, an opportunity for you to kind of sharpen the tools of real estate investing that you have so you can dominate 2018. I love using that word dominate. I use that a lot. And I think that's such a good word to use, especially coming into this year and especially knowing that this year is going to be a growth year. You know, we have a lot of opportunity yet left to be had for the remainder of this year. We have another 11 months to go. And once we realize the small little tweaks that we can make in our investment strategy, the better off that we're going to be. I would suggest come out to the event. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to be there, which is quite frankly all the reason you need to come. Totally kidding. David's going to be there as well. It's going to be an awesome time just to, again, shake hands, connect, and potentially meet future real estate business partners. The best way to register for the event is to go to thinkrealty.com/events, and you'll see a whole list there. We have many events throughout this year in Atlanta, again, Dallas, Baltimore, Irvine. So pick Dallas. You'll sign up. And when you do, there's a specific code that I want you to use. It's my name. It's Abi. A-B as in boy, H-I. And that kind of serves as a nice pat on the back to tell me that you're listening to my voice on the radio. And that's really all that it is. So do that. I'll see you in Dallas. And also, make sure you pick up a copy of Think Realty magazine. You can find it in Barnes & Noble and many of the 84 lumber stores as well. So make sure that you pick up a copy of that. The topic of today's discussion is 1031 exchanges. What are they? What are some of the benefits that you get from a 1031 exchange? What's the general cost associated with a 1031 exchange? The timelines that need to be met for a 1031 exchange, what you can buy, some FAQs, and we're going to get through as much of this information as possible because a 1031 exchange is a very interesting and awesome strategy to use, but you have to know how to use it correctly. My guest today is David Greenberger of 1031 Exchange Advantage. You can find him on my1031place.com. So that's my1031, so the numbers, my1031place.com. And he has a wealth of information about 1031 exchanges on the site. And he has different sections on there. You can navigate. You can give him a buzz at 866-944-1031. And he explains how to not let taxes take 30 to 40% of your real estate profits. So we're going to get into that as well. And this is so important for you, potential real estate investors, and for those of you that already have a portfolio looking to defer taxes and really utilize what the government has put in place, what the IRS has put in place for us as a benefit. So I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. David, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Awesome. Good to have you. So tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Be happy to. I started as a real estate attorney quite a few years ago in New Jersey and practiced real estate law for many, many years. Did a lot of transactions and got to see people buying and selling real estate all the time. Also got to see the tax bite that people experienced not only when they were owning their property in terms of property taxes, but when they went to sell the property, most investors weren't aware of the big bite that the government would take, which, as you so accurately said at the beginning, is somewhere between 30 to 40% of your gain. And so whatever you're making, think about giving, even if you made 100% on the property from when you bought it, think about giving 30 to 40% back to the government when you sell it. So that's a huge, huge penalty.
Yeah.
And, you know, as time went on, I graduated from being a real estate attorney to being a 1031 exchange accommodator, but the real estate attorney background was very useful. And an accommodator is what's needed to facilitate an exchange. In other words, the paperwork and the structuring and the advice and the contacts to get the exchange done is done by the accommodator. And that's getting into a little bit more about the exchange piece, which we'll talk about. But my background has been as a real estate attorney and last 15 years as a 1031 exchange accommodator.
Interesting. So I'm excited to dive into the topic of 1031 exchange. You know, there are so many folks that can benefit from this information, but the process can be a little daunting, especially if you're either going through it for the first time or you just don't know enough about it. Before we get into that, what's the best way for folks to get in touch with you directly if they have questions or throughout the show they're saying, well, you know, what Avi's saying makes sense, what David is saying makes sense, but I need to follow up and ask some additional questions because I need clarification on something. What's the best way folks can get in touch with you?
Yeah, and that's a great question because we've got all kinds of technology that we've integrated into our process, and the reason we do it is so that we can spend more time doing what we're doing right now, just having a conversation about the best way to get your particular exchange done. And that would be to go to www.my1031place.com, click the consult button. There's a button on the top navigation bar. And just have a consultation. You just pick a day and a time that's convenient from the calendar, and we give you a call. And it's much better to schedule it that way because then you're waiting for the call and we're aware of it and there's not the telephone tag. And you can set them up multiple times at no cost.
Awesome. Now, I have a really interesting kind of fun fact about you. You said you once turned the main DEA office in New Jersey into an excited group of exchangers. So I need to hear about the story. We're about to go to break, but I mean, DEA and exchangers. That's kind of like total polar opposites of everything.
You would think, but life's a funny thing. Yeah, so we had a New Jersey office for many years after I stopped practicing law. We kept it as an exchange office, and we moved to California and had the main office there. And just to give your listeners a little background on what exchange is, it's a gift from the IRS letting them sell their real estate without that capital gains tax, the 30-40%. But you have to follow the rules and use an accommodator. And so not a lot of people are aware of many of the aspects of an exchange, but they're interested in saving the 30-40% once they learn that that's possible.
We got to go to break, David, but we do not go anywhere. A lot more 1031 exchange information coming up. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or find me on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. Be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need more free time to scale and grow your business while saving money and freeing up time? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500 from SecurePay One. SecurePay One, the landlord helper, can field calls from residents, handle day-to-day issues, software, legal, and payments. Visit mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy session with the SecurePay One team. Sign up at mylandlordhelper.com.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate investment achievements. Limited early bird tickets, just $55. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Are you looking for a roadmap to financial freedom? If so, we have a solution for you. Narada Real Estate is offering a limited number of free strategy sessions to help you get out of the rat race. Learn how you can create wealth and build monthly passive income. To set up a time with one of our knowledgeable investment counselors, simply go to naradarealestate.com. That's NORADA realestate.com.
InfinityWorldwide.com is a family of companies and 50-plus operating divisions spanning a broad spectrum of industries. We are entrepreneurs, innovators, makers, and investors from real estate, investing, insurance, publishing, event production, marketing, and digital design and development. Affinity Worldwide brands are united in delivering excellence and endless possibilities. Learn more about our portfolio of brands at InfinityWorldwide.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650.
We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, we're back. I'm your host, Avi Goldhar. And before the break, I know you want to hear that story about the DEA and in New Jersey and the exchangers and everything. So my guest today, before you hear that story, I want to tell you a little bit about my guest. His name's David Greenberger. He's with 1031 Exchange Advantage. You can learn all about 1031 exchanges and how you can use them to your benefit at my1031place.com. And I want you to get in touch with me with some of these questions as well. Part of this process is understanding who your team members are, the exit strategies that you have available to you, and how you can take advantage of all of the tax benefits as a result of investing in real estate. Again, there are a lot of questions here, so if you have questions for me directly, get in touch, go to thinkrealty.com, or you can find me on Instagram. Just send me a message asking your question, and I'll be absolutely happy to answer it. So you can look me up on Instagram at Avi Goldhar. Again, super easy. So David, help me understand the story. So you have the DEA office in New Jersey, and this is like DEA. This is the Drug Enforcement Agency, right? And now you have these folks saying, hey, I'm excited about exchanging. What happened there? How did that happen?
Well, it all started by them looking into a particular case that they were concerned about. They had a suspicion that one of their defendants had been flushing drug money through real estate investments, and those real estate investments were getting exchanged, and we wound up doing one of those exchanges. And as we'll get into later, an exchange is the sale of a piece of real estate where the accommodator, that's us, holds the funds before they're reinvested. So those alleged drug monies were actually in our exchange trust account before they were reinvested, and they were looking for details on that. So they went to our New Jersey office, which was listed on our site but had been closed without us taking it off the site, and that made them more suspicious about what's going on here. And then they wound up solving their case. We cooperated, of course, with all the details they needed, and they closed their case, but they were curious about an exchange and how it could work for them. They started asking me a lot more questions. The main agent on the case did, and before you know it, he started exchanging with us, and half the office in New Jersey that were the DEA agents that had been investing in real estate that didn't know about exchanging became our clients.
Holy cow. That's pretty crazy. That's crazy. That's an awesome story.
Not exactly where you think you get your leads from, but you never know. That's marketing.
No, that's true. The good story on that. So, what is an exchange? What is then technically a 1031 exchange? Please enlighten us, because
great question.
Because
I wish more people would know enough to ask. Unfortunately, people don't know what they don't know.
Yeah.
But a 1031 exchange is an IRS code, Section 1031 of the IRS code, and it specifically allows an investor who holds a piece of real estate to sell that property tax-free. Typically, your property sale taxes, the tax on your gain, would be anywhere from 30 to 40%. So it's a huge, huge chunk that you have to give back. And if you've held the property a long time and you got a lot of profit or gain on it, giving all that back is painful. But luckily, the IRS has come up with this rule called the Section 1031 that actually allows you to sell the property completely tax-free, and you reinvest it into one or more properties, so long as you wind up with real estate at the end of the exchange as opposed to cash, there's no tax. So you're encouraged by the IRS to reinvest in real estate. That's the purpose of the 1031, and it saves people hundreds of thousands of dollars and has all kinds of other benefits. But technically, a 1031 is a gift from the IRS, your ability to sell your real estate and invest in something else without paying capital gains tax.
So essentially there, you're deferring taxes until you eventually want to realize the gain on your books. Is that accurate?
That's a great question, because we have T-shirts that say, death and taxes are certain unless you exchange.
I want a T-shirt. Yeah. I want that T-shirt. You're going to have to ship me one of those T-shirts.
What I'm trying to get at is the IRS allows you to continue to reinvest so that every time you do an exchange, you're putting off the taxes that would have been collected. But because you've done the exchange, it's perfectly allowable. And the reason that death and taxes are certain unless you exchange is because if you continue to exchange, when somebody passes away, the capital gains taxes pass away with that person. So they are not collected by the IRS as part of an estate tax. That's a separate tax. But the actual capital gains taxes that were put off throughout the person's life, they just evaporate. So long as you continue to reposition your real estate and reinvest it into better things or more useful things, you can avoid the capital gains taxes and some other taxes associated with the sale of real estate indefinitely. As we say, death and taxes are certain. Just keep exchanging. So, you know, a lot of people like to think of it as a deferral, and you are deferring the taxes that you would have had to pay, but you do have the option to never pay those taxes. You simply have to pass away or just keep exchanging.
Interesting. So how does the process of exchanging work? Is it like a super complicated process? Is it super simple? Obviously, we need expertise, so working with you makes sense. But can you explain how this process works?
Sure. The process is relatively simple. Depending on how you apply it to everybody's individual situation and how they want to use the exchange, because there's so many different variables of what you can invest in and how you invest and how much you can invest and so forth, it can get a little bit more complicated without somebody guiding you. But we spent many, many years developing state-of-the-art e-commerce platform technology. So you can simply go to the website, sign up for a booklet, you get a link to the calendar, you get a link to a form that creates the exchange documents, and you set up a call with us and we walk you through. A couple of minutes later, click, click, you have your exchange documents. It's sent directly to your closing agent. They have all the instructions, and we're available by phone throughout the whole process to help you do the technical aspects of the exchange and to think about what you might want to reinvest in, because we make those arrangements for people and point them in the right direction if they're interested. So, in theory, it can be complicated if you don't look out for all the nuances, but by connecting with somebody that can counsel you and having a backbone of technology to create these things and process them smoothly, it's really very, very simple. It's just a paperwork that's created for when you go to sell your property, and then there's the accommodator holding the funds after the sale of your real estate. And then there's some paperwork when you go to purchase the property. And you're basically on paper exchanging the sale property for the purchase property using the accommodator in the middle to make it all comply with IRS rules.
Gotcha. Well, that sounds easy. So
we're trying.
I think breaking down that process is always a good thing, right? So for me, I want to know then, if I'm listening in, probably like, hey, can I do this on a single family house or on a rental that I have? Or is this only limited to larger type of properties? I'm sure we'll get into that in a second. But I wanted to talk a little bit about just this networking aspect. I alluded to it when we first started the broadcast. But I think connecting with people and fully understanding how this works is awesome on the radio. It's awesome on website. But I think it takes it a step further if you actually meet somebody in person. And I know you're going to be at the Dallas event that Think Realty has, that we have from February 24th to the 25th. Isn't that right?
Correct.
Awesome. So I would encourage all of our listeners, go to thinkrealty.com/events, sign up for the Dallas event, and you get all this information from David himself at the event. When we come back, we're going to talk about what types of assets you can do a 1031 exchange with, how much generally it costs, some of the timelines, etc. A lot more information when we come back. Check out David. Show him some love at my1031place.com. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. It's super simple, but it's super important and effective that you ask your questions and get them answered. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty listeners, guess what? I'm back. Talking about real estate investing strategies that matter to you so you can legally pay less in taxes and just smile. I'm smiling because I'm speaking with my guest, David Greenberger of 1031 Exchange Advantage. You can learn a little bit more about him at my1031place.com. And he's also going to be at the Think Realty event in Dallas, Texas from February 24th to the 25th. So make sure that you come out, shake my hand, I'll shake your hand, you can shake his hands, learn a little bit more about how 1031 exchange plays a very vital role in your life. During the break, David mentioned a couple of things. One was there's six buckets that he wants to talk about. And I think just kind of hearing a little bit about that, it's really important that you understand what these six buckets are and what he's referencing. And the other thing, David, too, is you mentioned that you have consulting or some type of consultation session that you offer where you get into the nitty-gritty in details of whether it's a transaction or the assets of potential clients that you're helping. Tell me a little bit about your consultation sessions, because I think that sounds really valuable.
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that, because, you know, when I practice real estate law, you know, I would be able to introduce this concept to my clients that were on an ongoing basis in touch with me. I had a client at one point that said, next time you come back to New Jersey, I want to show you a building I bought for $1 million. And he was so excited to show me, takes me out to this building, and he said, you see that building over there? I put down $100,000 to buy that building as part of an exchange that you told me I could do. And the reason I had the $100,000 is because I saved it in taxes that would have been collected on a prior sale I had. And so because of that exchange, that $100,000 savings was acting as my deposit on $1 million property, and I wouldn't have had it without the exchange. So that just shows you, you know, how powerful the exchange can be. You're taking your tax savings and you're leveraging it and reinvesting it into something else. And you wind up having three times as much real estate and equity and profit if you do the exchanges. And this is what we teach people on the consultations. And so anybody that comes to www.my1031place.com, click the consultation button and set up a no-cost, no-obligation consultation throughout the exchange, but just to get started, to be familiar with it, that would be a great way to get started.
Awesome. You mentioned these six buckets during the break, and I thought it would be really valuable for you to explain what each bucket is and why it really matters. The mic is yours, my friend.
Sure. You know, basically, an exchange is clearly usable for any kind of commercial investment property that somebody's not residing in. That's the perfect subject property for an exchange. And most people, if they know anything about an exchange, know that that would apply. Whether they're renting it or just holding it, it still is an exchange property. But a lot of people don't know about these other six situations, which, you know, create exchange possibilities in the single-family residential space. And it's unfortunate because of the 5 million homes sold in America, about a million or so, a million two, are rental homes, and those are clearly exchange properties because people are holding that for business purpose, rentals. But there's at least another million, roughly, that never get exchanged because people just don't know what they don't know. And so just to walk you through some examples of what we're talking about without getting into too much detail on each one.
Absolutely.
Vacation properties. That's a bucket that is an exchangeable property. It's a property that people may have been using at one time or another for various amounts of time as a vacation property, and then maybe their usage has changed and they're not using it as much as a vacation property. And so under the right time guides and situations, that vacation property can be exchanged into something else for vacation or into something for investment. So it's a question of, you know, repositioning a vacation property. Another bucket is a home office. So if you have a residential property and you're living in it at the time of sale and you move out at the closing, if you have a home office at that property or any piece of the property that's used for business purpose, some people have garage businesses, some people have avocado fields behind their house if they're agricultural, or in Montana, every other residence is exchangeable because there's a ranch behind the house. So any home office business purpose at a residential home that you're selling is exchangeable, and they wind up using the value of the business purpose as the exchange, and then the residence is sold under a traditional sale. So vacation properties and properties with home offices. Investment rentals, just briefly, are, we mentioned earlier, definitely exchangeable. Well, there's another bucket of many, many people that have one or two investment rentals, whether they're condos or what have you, co-ops in certain cities, so forth. Another bucket that people have no clue about, but happens to, unfortunately, half the country, is divorce property. So property where somebody's getting divorced and has moved out of the property, one of the spouses, former spouses, have moved out. They've created a new residence for themselves. They move out, they have a new legal residence, they file a tax return with a new legal residence, and the property they were living in, one-half interest in that property is theirs. That one-half interest is exchangeable when that property is sold. Once again, under the right time guides and structure, and that's what we do, is help people with the detail. But, you know, vacation property, property with a home office, investment rental, divorce property, and then retirement is a huge opportunity for people to exchange, because they may have some rental properties that they trade or exchange into a single family, hold it for a right amount of time, and then retire there. So you can convert your exchange property back into personal use. And another bucket is property that people want to buy and fix up. So if you're going to exchange something into another property, you can use some of the money from your exchange to purchase that property, and the balance of the funds can be used to fix it up. So now you're fixing up a piece of property with tax-free money, and that's a huge, huge opportunity. And then lastly, the bucket of buying something. Buying something first can be an exchange. Typically, exchanges are started when someone sells a piece of real estate. Accommodator gets involved and holds the funds, and then they're redeployed into a reinvestment property. But you can do it the opposite way. So if you go out to buy a piece of property, think about a possible exchange in reverse, because you may have another property that you're looking to sell, and that can be sold tax-free just in reverse. So you buy first and then sell second and sell that property tax-free. So those are your basic buckets that a lot of people don't know about, but if you did, as we said, there's a huge benefit in saving the tax, which can be pretty expensive.
Interesting. I didn't think that the divorce would have even popped into that bucket. I had zero idea. I'm like, huh?
99%. In fact, I was at a meeting last week because we work with a lot of brokers all over the country, and this was the second or third, one of the largest franchisors of real estate in America. Can't give away the names, but the CEO had no clue. And this guy's successful in real estate every day, obviously. And that's not, unique. I mean, most people don't realize, because the property is no longer being used as your residence. And once it's not your residence, then it's considered held for investment.
No, that's true. Wow. They're totally opening my eyes. Kind of like most people listening don't really realize that I'm Superman. it's...
Well, now they do.
Now they do. That's kind of an identity theft thing. No,
but that's 50% of the sales. I mean, because most people, unfortunately, a lot of people get divorced.
Yeah. More to talk about. A lot more questions for me about the timelines for 1031 exchanges, generally the cost associated with it. Some of the FAQs that you've seen, et cetera, et cetera. Some more when we come back. Think Realty listeners, there's a lot that you got to do during this break. Number one, go to mind1031place.com, sign up for a consultation. It's going to be good for you. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or just find me on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. Register for the Dallas events on the website again, thinkrealty.com/events. Be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate investment achievements. Limited early bird tickets, just $55. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Register now at thinkrealty.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the Landlord Helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com, or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty listeners, we're on the home stretch. I'm your host, Abhi Golhar. I don't know what I was going to say there. I thought I was going to say a little Superman action. But I'm your host, Abhi Golhar. My guest today is David Greenberger from 1031 Exchange Advantage. We're having a great conversation about 1031 exchanges and the different types of assets you can exchange. It's a very interesting strategy to use, I feel, because who thinks about deferring taxes? Who thinks about just exchanging and exchanging and exchanging and never legally, technically, you don't have to – technically you have to pay taxes when you stop exchanging, but you don't have to stop exchanging. So that's a very interesting concept to me, and I didn't think about that until David really said it. I want to ask you, David, what's the timeline on an exchange? Can it be 120 days? Does it depend on the asset type, or is there a set timeline for all assets or for all classes of assets?
Yeah, no, the rules are really kind of strict, and they're the same for everybody, kind of cookie cutter. From the beginning of the exchange, which starts – typically on the sale. You can purchase first, but the typical exchange, the majority of them are started by a sale. So the sale closing date begins the exchange. And then you have 180 days to complete the exchange. So it's about 6 months, which means you have to purchase within that 180-day time period and similarly have a closing statement showing this is when it started, this is when it closed.
Gotcha.
As long as you do it within 180 days, you're fine.
Gotcha. So anybody that's telling me 45 days, 60 days, they just don't know what they're talking about.
Well, I mean, having said that, the majority of people don't know what they're talking about. That's the unfortunate part. We're fighting ignorance every day. We get clients all the time, set up consultations on my1031place.com. We go through the whole steps, and then the first thing they say is, would you explain that to my accountant and my attorney? Because there's just not, and then you get the accountant or the attorney on the phone, and they say, I don't care about the client. Just tell me if I can exchange this. I own a condo in East Ottawa. So, yes, there's a lot of misinformation out there. But the rules are begin and end within 180 days. You do have to identify a piece of property or up to three properties that you're intending to purchase, and that has to be done within 45 days. And the identification process is really kind of simple. There's a form that we supply, and you just fill in a list of one, two, or three properties that you're looking to reinvest in. And then you do have to purchase something from your list, and that's done within 45 days. So just to recap, you start on day one when the property closes for the sale. 45 days later, you have to have a list of three properties available of something that you're going to purchase, and within 180 days, you have to buy one of them.
Gotcha. On your website, you have a plan for investors to build wealth with 1031 exchanges. Do you have some highlights that you can share with us from that presentation that would be really valuable to our listeners?
Oh, sure, sure. Which aspect did you want me to touch on? The reinvestment options or
let's start
with the benefits.
Yeah, let's start with the reinvestment options, because I think, you know, if I have property and I need to know kind of what to do with it, then that would be something worth hearing. I think we definitely talked about the benefits. I see the benefits now after having a conversation with you about 1031 exchanging and why that's super important to me. But I think some of the reinvestment strategies would be awesome to touch on.
And that's the key factor in any exchange and the number one reason why people fail and why we like to have consultations to help them, because if they don't find something to reinvest in and identify it under the timelines, then the taxes will be triggered on the property they just sold. So there's two things that are no good in life, not starting an exchange or starting an exchange and not completing it. So we try to help people along the way with each one of those things. And what we do is we have a network of replacement property options that are available through vendors that we've vetted, and we make those available to clients in terms of first identifying their needs and then suggesting the different types of assets they should look at from these replacement property vendors. Just make a little plan of what works for them. Now, it's not mandatory at all. If they come to us and say, hey, I'm selling a house in New Jersey and I'm buying one in Palm Springs, California, I know what I need, so just handle the 1031 paperwork, that's totally fine. But if they need to know something to reinvest in, which was your question, we like to do a little needs analysis consultation with them, because most people are not aware of the different investment options that are available. And when they know about it, they're much more motivated to either do the exchange or they're much more comfortable in doing the exchange. And so, for example, if you've managed real estate property for years and you no longer want the headaches of the tenants and the toilets and the trash, the terrible teas, there are properties that you can reinvest in through sponsors where you're going to own a share of the property. Just like you buy stock in a REIT on Wall Street, you can buy a share in a specific piece of real estate with a Fortune, 100 or 500 tenant that has a long-term lease, and you're going to get that property benefits through your ownership in the shares. So that property is managed by a professional, and it's a top tenant. And, you can complete the exchange with that, and you can diversify and buy a number of them because you're able to buy as little as $50,000 worth. So you could buy a few. shares in different investments. And that's a hands-off kind of, like buying a bond or a stock or something like that. But you didn't have to pay tax on the sale of your investment real estate to get into it, so your return is so much better. That's what people don't realize. Once you pay tax and then you get into another investment, which a lot of people do without an exchange, you have to recoup all of the taxes before that investment is really going to give you any benefit. You've got to make back the tax first. So you're kind of starting, with one arm tied behind your back. But that investment we just outlined, the shares in a managed property that's tenanted, is a great tool for people to redeploy and not have the headaches of managing real estate. That's one choice, and there's a number of other ones.
Interesting. So if I'm a real estate agent, because I know you have that section on your website too where real estate agents can maybe build their business a little bit. We have about another minute left before we have to finish out the show. Can you maybe go into that for a second for those real estate agents listening that are thinking to themselves, well, I may have a property or two, or I'm not in the investment game. How can I still take advantage of a 1031 exchange?
That's a great question, and it brings up the marketing opportunity, which is what every real estate person should be looking for, that the exchange creates. And, you know, the exchanges started in 1918, and the whole purpose of them really, under the legislative intent, is to keep the real estate market moving. And you do that by repurposing your real estate. So who better than a real estate agent could go out to consumers and bring up the idea of exchanging one piece of property for another, either for something personal that somebody wants to reinvest in for vacation or for, ultimately a residence for retirement, or into one of these other investments. We have on our website a whole section for real estate agents. It's www.my1031place.com. You hit the tab for resources for agents videos. And there's four videos that walk the agent through how they can use our marketing tools to approach consumers and track it, because they're all social media marketing links that they can use on their smartphone and in the social media to be able to go out to consumers and bring these ideas up. And so each video walks them through what the marketing tools are, how they can spot opportunities from conversations they're having with consumers, the exchange strategies of getting into other investments, and using online marketing tools to promote the exchange. And then it's all tracked back to the agent with the tools that they can sign up for on the site.
Awesome. Well, David, I mean, I've learned a tremendous amount about 1031 exchanges and how it can really help me in my business and really benefit from a taxation perspective. So thank you very much for that, and thank you for coming on the show.
Perfect. I appreciate the opportunity. We like to get the word out there to keep the taxes safe.
Absolutely. I will be bugging you about that T-shirt for sure. Think Realty listeners, here's what you got to do. Go to thinkrealty.com, ask me a question, or find me on Instagram at Avi Golihar. David and I are going to be in Dallas, so we want to shake your hands as well. Make sure that you get your ticket. Go to thinkrealty.com/events. Type in code name Avi, A-B-H-I, and I will see you there from February 24th to the 25th. You can't miss me. I'm going to have the loudest socks, and I'm the shortest person in the room. See you in a little while.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
BizTalk Radio.